lost up there, you know? That happens.
Okay, so,
hello.
Tyler, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the guitarist, Chris, right?
Chris,
yeah. Yeah, so you guys live, like, next door to each other for a really long time.
Around the corner, yeah.
Around the corner.
We never were friends, though.
Ah, because I was going to, I read the press release, and you guys lived around the corner from each other for a long time. You never started
Tyler
a band or anything.
That, Chris never does.
Right, Chris is always
we're never
friends.
He said that, too.
I know.
At times, I'm just more local.
We're just, we're a couple years apart.
Okay.
So,
so who's older?
I
So you
I
thought you were, like,
brother.
Too cool for him? Or,
no, no, you got my brother's age.
Older brother.
Oh, okay.
So I never rolled with my brother's friends.
Okay. So what? How did it happen? Like, you heard them sing or something like
dead,
that? Or?
No, we were deadbeats, and both and our fathers were like, we gotta get our deadbeat sons together. And so we both wanted to be rock stars since we were like 10.
Okay.
We didn't know it yet. And then we're like, let's get them together. Maybe they'll do something. And he wrote like tapes and tapes and tapes full of songs, and I just wrote a couple lyrics to the tape of them. And he left them, and we just started making music.
Sweet. Yeah. So then you guys ended up going to college together, right?
I never been to college.
Ah.
He went up to school in Utah,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I hate you. And I was like, okay, I'll follow you because I love you as a musician. So,
uh-huh.
So I distracted him while he was up there trying to go to school, and yeah, we made music. And
then you guys met up together?
We met them a couple of years later. We were in a band, and then they were in other bands, and we kind of just formed a bigger band.
Okay. I was gonna say, man, listen to a couple of your songs. You kind of have all the pieces in place. You got a cool bassist.
Yeah, great.
Got
cool
a really,
oh,
absolutely. You got a really snazzy guitarist. You have a good-looking, talented drummer that can sing. She can sing. She got a
sing
great
like an
song,
angel.
Man. Yeah. Oh my God, Animal! When you guys are going back and forth, that's
an
some
angel.
Crazy stuff. And you are like a combination of like James Brown
cool.
and well, James Taylor's awesome. No, but like James Brown and like Aretha Franklin. You got like
that's
a '70s.
Awesome.
That's
you.
You're the best interviewer ever. I'll clap for you.
That '70s like song. Man. You guys ever see the movie The Commitments?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought of the first time I listened to you guys. The lead singer from The Commitments.
You're on it.
I was like, this guy's got like the
spot
on. I'm like, whoa.
We created a genre for ourselves. It's called post-punk soul.
That's what we thought it sounds like. So
the first time I heard you guys, I thought of like the manager from The Commitments. I'm Block and I'm Pro. You know, that's what I thought of. You know? So as far as Animal goes, how'd the lyrics come about?
It was this opportunity to write a song about about relationship that I think I'm a masochist in love. You know?
Yeah.
I do. I don't treat myself very nicely
mm-hmm.
when I'm in a relationship, and so I don't go into them too often.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just it's that approach, and we're all kind of animals.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
So how do you guys approach like the songwriting process? Is it collaborative or is it more
it's
like a Lars and James kind of thing? Or
no, I mean there's moments of that where we'll pair off, or but it's definitely collaborative in the end. In the end, it's a foursome.
Okay, absolutely. As far as the video, it seems like you guys had a shitload of fun during that video.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was like a jam-packed couple of days, and we spent I think about 21 hours a day laughing and 3 hours sleeping.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
It was awesome.
There was not much sleep in the shooting. That's fun.
We wanted to show our fun side, I think. We have another video we're making for Animal
mm-hmm.
officially, and going to show more of the artier side of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are like light bulbs up in the car, and
yeah, right.
This is insane. This is a lot of fun, you know. That song, I mean, just I was talking to Cynthia before about it, and I was reminded me of something like from the Bravery mixed with like That Thing You Do.
Cool, man.
The hand clapping and like
really good at
this. Spread that word.
But
the Oneaters.
Yeah, the Oneaters. Right, there you go.
So, we always joked once when we're all together and we finally hear ourselves on the radio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're gonna run
into the appliance store.
Yeah.
But what I was going to ask about that song is I heard the live video, and it sounds very like 70s soul, like it could be like on the Big Chill album or something like that.
Yep.
And then you have like the version you just played that sounds more like modern rock alternative kind of thing. Mm. So how did that come about? It's like the live, you just do it that way, or like one do you prefer?
Well, what happened is that for what you saw online, we had to create some more acoustic performances, and we didn't want to be one of those bands where it just sounds like all of a sudden you took out the drums and the guitar players are just strumming acoustic guitars with a little less enthusiasm. It was, you know, let's really create something, create a sound, and so I think. Naturally, I'm influenced by a lot of R&B and soul-based players,
mm-hmm.
and so I think that's why it kind of came from that Motown approach a little bit, you know, but mixed with Neon Trees.
I think it's also fun to kind of doing a song acoustic can be very exposing. Mm-hmm. It can either make you realize that the song that you really liked was all sounds and no song, or it makes you realize that, hey, this song could be done like a million different ways.
Absolutely.
And it's a great song no matter how.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it exposes that part of it.
What do you guys like more, in all honesty?
We want to be the band that has good songs and that is entertaining too, but songs are so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
We love all kinds of music.
Yeah, what do you think brings more of you out? Like,
I love live.
Yeah.
Live.
Oh yeah.
The energy. I think that's like the live experience for us is like almost half of the experience.
Absolutely.
If you hear the record, like I think it's great. You quote me on that. But you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a great record, and I don't think that we're going to turn anybody off, but I think seeing us live will
it's an extension.
It'll give us it'll give more people a better understanding of
absolutely
what kind of band we are.
I mean, I agree with you guys, because like your video is very charming, you know. It's like he's in the driver's seat, this hand, very cute, charming, catchy.
Everyone loves that.
But
yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's like my favorite part of the video. But like listening to you guys acoustic, like you were ripping it up, man, and like you guys back and forth singing, and like the bass and the guitar was in sync, and you guys are not like Linkin Park or another band that can't play shit live.
Yeah,
he's so good at all comparisons, the unlike and the like.
I'm fantastic.
Oh. Whoa.
You know, like the movies and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. PG-13.
So I did a promo for you guys, so at the end, you guys have to do a promo for me.
It was like Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf.
So let's see, what else can I ask you guys? You guys are very eclectic. So as far as your influences go, you said Motown before, mm-hmm. but what about you guys? Just let's go around.
I'm a 80s post-punk pop kid.
Okay, so there's always something to remind you?
Since I was young. Since I was young, just love that stuff. And I love good alternative rock.
Any favorite singer that you kind of like sang a lot to when you were little?
It goes Bruce Springsteen and Morrissey. And that's it.
All right.
And then everything in between.
Sweet.
R.E.M., Smiths, a lot of 80s stuff. Classic rock as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a lot of different things, but those probably especially.
Okay.
Healthy diet of Led Zeppelin and Depeche Mode.
Good times, bad times.
Oh, yeah. from you know, about 5 years old, 7 years old, like
nice.
On. They remained in my life. And then everything in between.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. But I like both. Totally rocking stuff and
Paul Abdul.
Amazing pop stuff. Yeah.
Straight up.
You can not tell me.
So how do you guys interact? And I know most bands say, you get along great. But like, how do you guys really...
Well, I was just gonna mention that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, because talking about like Paul Abdul, which actually got us through a border patrol on this last tour down in Texas.
Oh, you have to tell that story
very
now.
Quickly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, because actually the band we were on tour with, one of the bands, and there were two, so we're not naming names, but you know, they...
I'll find out anyway.
They got detained for a couple of hours.
Arrested. Going to jail.
Yes.
Arrested.
But we were very charming when the border agent threw out a Paula Abdul reference, and Tyler knew it. And we were just
Tyler's
laughing.
It was me and my friend Adam who's driving up front, and Tyler's sitting in the middle seat. All of a sudden, Tyler's head, boom, straight up, not to Adam.
No, I know. It was Shut Up and Dance, the remix album.
Oh, okay. Well, he goes, what kind of band are you guys? And we go, we're a pop, because he's like, what do you guys got in the van? What's in the trailer?
Oh, no, yeah.
We're a band, we're a pop band. Well, what kind of band? We're a pop band. And he said, like Shut Up and Dance? And then he comes up and starts singing it and goes, Paula Abdul? And he goes, I'm really surprised that you guys know that. And started laughing and is like, go on.
Paula,
yeah, you guys aren't criminals or drug addicts. You're real musicians.
And the thing is, we actually aren't. It just saved us a couple hours of...
Yeah, we actually are. Yeah, convincing him.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, let's see. What else? As far as this album, if you guys can describe the album individually, like each of you in a word, what would it be? We'll just go through the whole...
Consistent.
Can it be a phrase?
Youthful.
Youthful? Consistent? You can give me a phrase.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Okay.
I really would call it that. It's worth it. It's like...
Yeah, it is worth it.
Worthy? Fresh?
Fresh? Okay.
Fresh.
As far as... I've only heard two songs off the album. The two songs that are on the website. So as far as like the rest of the songs, like most of the two songs that are on the website kind of have like the same kind of feel to them, same timbre, you know. But do you guys go like kind of all out? Are there some softer songs? Are there some heavier things? Like
there's some meaningful stuff.
There's meaningful stuff. As far as softer, I don't think there's a dull softer moment on the record. I think there's maybe 10 seconds. So there's a lot to breathe. Okay.
So, yeah, that was our goal with this record, is that we wanted to have something youthful and energetic, and with that in mind, that we saved some of our other more ambient songs for another time, which we do have, and the world will know.
I think that, and our show is pretty, sometimes it's gnarly, it's a little punk sometimes, but that's what we enjoy, so.
All right, anything else you guys want to say?
Thank you
for
good interview.
Thank you.
Let us know. All right. Habits comes out March 23rd.
Okay.
So, Mercury Records.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Mercury Records. Yeah.